for the giveaway. Someone spoke his name, Mamadete, in which his essence was and is. It was a serious matter that his name should be spoken there in the circle among the many people. And he was thoughtful, full of wonder, and aware of himself and of his name. He walked slowly to the summons, looking into the eyes of the man who summoned him. For a moment, they held each other in close regard, and all about them there was excitement and suspense. Then a boy came suddenly into the circle, leading a black horse. The boy ran, and the horse after him. He brought the horse up short in front of Mamadete, and the horse wheeled and threw its head and cut its eyes in the wild way, and it blew hard and quivered in its hide so that light ran rippling upon its shoulders and its flanks, and then it stood still and was calm. Its mane and tail were fixed in braids and feathers, and a bright red chief's blanket was draped in a roll over its withers. The boy placed the reins in Mamadete's hands. And all of this was for Mamadete, in his honor, as even now it is in the telling, and will be as long as there are those who imagine him in his name. So that's the poem. If that's the word for it, it is both poetry and prose. But that's the title piece. The first section of the collection is made up of poems and formula that reflect the Indian world and the oral tradition of the American Indian.